Hi, everyone. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here today. I know it's not easy to take time out of your already very packed schedules, but I want you to know that being here today, it's an investment in yourself, not just for today, but for years to come. The reason you're here, the reason I'm here, is because you've probably been feeling overwhelmed, undervalued, or just plain exhausted. And let me tell you right now, you are not alone. Teaching today, educating today, it's more challenging than it's ever been. You're managing classrooms, meeting expectations that seem to somehow shift daily, and more often than not, you're probably feeling like no matter what you do, it feels like it's not enough. But here's the thing. Those feelings, they're valid, and they're not just about you. They're about a system that is ever-changing and, honestly, not really supporting the incredible work that you do the way it should. And that's exactly why this class exists. We're here to name the problem, to understand it, and to start finding solutions that actually work for you, for your students, and the communities that you serve. So let's talk about why we're here. We've been listening to teachers and educators, people just like you, who have told us what's really going on. And what we've heard is this: you love what you do. You care deeply about your students and you want to show up for them. But somewhere along the way, the system feels like it's made it harder and harder. But here's what makes teaching so unique. The impact that you have goes far beyond the classroom. It ripples into the lives of your students, their families, and the community at large. You're not just educating, you're shaping futures. But yet, here's the paradox. While teaching has this profound community impact, the way things are structured right now doesn't seem to reflect that value. And instead, it often leaves teachers feeling undervalued, undersupported, and completely drained. That's why we're here. Not to tell you to just manage your stress better, but to acknowledge the systematic challenges, validate your experiences, and equip you with tools that are practical, actionable, and designed for your life. So let's take a look at what's happening. Earlier this year, we ran a survey called the Teaching Heartbeat. Actually, more than just a year ago. We've been pulling this data for 2 years now. And the results were, honestly, heartbreaking. Here's what the data tells us. 86.3% of teachers report feeling drained and exhausted from their work. Only 4.2% of teachers look forward to their job most days. By the end of the day, energy levels drop to an average of 32.7%. And here's the scary one. The teaching profession has an ENPS score of -84.03. For context, that means that most teachers would actively discourage others from joining the profession. And beyond the numbers, the personal stories paint an even starker picture. One teacher shared, "At the end of the day, I just sit in silence, staring at the wall, because I just can't anymore." Another said, "The stress of my teaching job takes 99.9% of my limited energy." And these stories aren't isolated. They're a reflection of systemic issues: overwhelming workloads, a lack of autonomy, and insufficient resources where they matter the most. The result? Well, a profession that should feel deeply fulfilling often feels unsustainable. And this has an impact not just on your community, not just on your classroom or your school, but you as a human. First, let's talk about you. Chronic stress is taking a toll on your health and your relationships, and the numbers speak for themselves. 36.1% of teachers have been diagnosed with anxiety. Diagnosed. There may be more out there. 16.8% of teachers have been diagnosed with depression. And many of you have shared how teaching strains your personal relationships, family time, and even your sense of identity outside of work. But it doesn't stop there. When teachers are exhausted and unsupported, it ripples outward. Student learning suffers. Families feel it. Communities lose the stability that education provides. And it shouldn't be on the individual teacher to just work harder, to fix it, to do more. No, we shouldn't be putting that onus on the individual. But there's also a little bit of hope that came from our data collection. Despite everything, 87.3% of teachers said they're open to making changes to improve their well-being. And that number, it gives me so much hope. It tells me that the passion and the resiliency that brought you to teaching in the first place is still there. It's just buried under the weight of these challenges. And that is what this class is about, helping you dig it back out, one small, meaningful step at a time. Now, I know some of you might be thinking, I've tried wellness programs before and they didn't work. I hear you. They shouldn't have worked. Because in all honesty, most of those programs aren't designed with teaching in mind. I'd like to say that this is different. So a little bit about me and why I designed this and why I care so much about this is I grew up as the daughter of a teacher. My mom taught grade 7 math and science almost her entire career. And I grew up in the cycle of what it means to be in education. Report card times, getting sick 2 days into Christmas break or holiday break, and then again in July, pushing through everything that you have in May and June to just get to the end, to just crash and not be able to even form a full sentence. The impact of all of the additional load of teaching, particularly the behavior management conversations that have happened and progressed and somehow have become stickier and stickier over the last 5 to 7 years. The reason we've been doing this work for as long as we have is because it's what we know. It's what I grew up in. And I know that the impact of teaching goes far beyond just the individual. I know you know that too. But I also just want you to be well. Because at the end of the day, unfortunately, we don't get A pluses or C minuses or a repeat of our lives. The end goal of life isn't something that we get to measure. It's something we feel every single day. And I want you to mostly be able to show up and enjoy it. We all know there's going to be some not great days in there. That's okay. We expect that. We're not supposed to be at 100% of the time. At 100%, 100% of the time. But I want you to mostly always be well and enjoy the reasons you went into this profession in the first place. That's why I'd like to say that this course is different. And feel free to give me feedback. But I think it's different because it's built around the realities of teaching. Your schedules, your energy levels, the unique pressures that you face, how it's different at different times of the year, and the fact that you don't just get holidays and summers off. We're not here to give you generic advice like get more sleep or just say no. Instead, we'll focus on things like how to manage classroom energy without depleting your own, and how to recharge after a not so great day in a way that actually makes the next day easier. How to set priorities that actually feel like you can do it. and how to find these micro moments of self-care, even on the busiest days. And these aren't just ideas. They're teacher-tested strategies that you can start using right away. So before we dive in, I want to take a moment to set the tone for this class. I want you to ask yourself, what do you want to get out of this? Maybe it's about having more energy at the end of the day. Maybe it's about feeling less overwhelmed or setting boundaries that actually stick, or defining a boundary that works within a teaching environment. Whatever it is, hold on to that intention. It's going to guide us as we move forward. And hey, the fact that you're here tells me you're part of that 86%, 87% of teachers that want to feel better. You care about your well-being, your students, your ability to thrive in this profession. But you also recognize that you can't just sling spaghetti against a wall and hope that it fits or sticks. We need something that works for the reality of your life. And this is your opportunity to rewrite the narrative, not just for yourself, but for your students, your school, your community, and your family. Let's get started.